Mickey Big Breakfast Show presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
We left the crew sheltering in a bay off the island of Gia last week, as they had run into an underwater earthquake and tsunami on their way from Ayr to Oban. It has now been 5 days and food supplies are running short.
It has now been 5 days and food supplies are running short. We will hopefully be able to move in the next day or so, but we have to be careful with supplies and what we eat.
Never mind that. What about the supply of drink? I hope that has been taken into consideration.
Aye's right, you know. I'd hate to see them 3 hour men sober. Bad enough when they're drunk.
Everything will be fine. I'm sure it will.
Well, I'm not so sure. I think we might have mice or even rats. Something has been rifling through my drawers and closets.
Oh, they must be desperate.
You might laugh, but if it goes on like this, then we may have to consider rationing.
It can't be that bad, Maggie.
Well, yesterday I had made a flan out of the leftovers from dinner. It looked lovely. There was mackerel, lamb, anchovies, liver, Brussels sprouts and custard in it. I put it in my freeze box and this morning it has gone. The plate is still there, but the flan has just disappeared.
Oh, this is serious. I mean, no one in their right mind would steal that. What could it be?
Maybe Boris was hungry during the night and went down to have a bite to eat in the kitchen.
Even Boris isn't that desperate. Anyway, he was in the cabin all night and the door was shut.
Are you sure?
I am sure. When I got up this morning, the little bugger had peed in my slippers.
Maybe it was never there. Maybe Maggie thought she made it and was really only dreaming. It wouldn't be the first time she's had delusions.
I do not have delusions. How dare you say that, you drunken old fool? Maybe it was you who stole it and took it back to your cabin for the three of you to feast on.
What's she saying?
She says she thinks we took the tart.
What?
She blames us for the tart.
I can't smell or nothing.
Well, I'm telling you, we had nothing to do with it.
Ghosts?
What?
Ghosts. Maybe we're haunted. They ghosts could be playing with us. Maybe the tart's just been moved, or maybe they've eaten it themselves.
Ghosts don't eat.
Especially no done.
Surely you're not saying that the fairy could be haunted. I've never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life.
How do you, Ken?
There could be ghosts in this room now, listening to all we're saying and having a good old laugh at us.
Captain, I'm frightened. I don't want to be haunted.
Dick, there's nothing to be scared of. Now let go of my leg and get off your knees.
I still say it's a possibility. And you'll all have egg on your face when I'm proven right.
This is ridiculous. There's only one way to prove that there are no ghosts aboard this ship. Tonight, we meet in the restaurant at midnight and wait and see what happens.
And so the evening passes, and soon the hour of midnight is almost upon them. One by one, the crew assemble in the restaurant, wondering what lies ahead of them on their ghost hunt.
I can't believe you lot. What on earth are you all wearing? It looks as if we're about to go trick-or-treating rather than ghost hunting.
Well, I'm wearing this skeleton mask so that if and when I do see a ghost, it'll think I'm one of them.
And I thought that if I drape myself with these white sheets, it might think I'm one of them, I know.
And Maggie, what have you come as? It's quite frightening, whatever it is.
I haven't come as anything. It's just that I forgot we were doing this and I'd taken my makeup off and didn't have time to reapply it.
Captain, all I could find was your leather costume that you wear when we play Slap the Ferret. Although this keeps falling out of it when I lift my leg.
Goodness me, you don't see many like that nowadays.
I know, Maggie, but there's nowhere else to put my torch.
Right, this is what we're going to do. Maggie and Scotty, you go up on deck, cross over and then back down into the restaurant. Crawford, you and the Reverend go down to the car deck and Dick and I will do the kitchen area.
This isn't right, you know. It goes strictly against my beliefs.
What? You think that when we're dead, that's it?
No, of course not. We die and we go to heaven, where the good Lord looks after us for eternity.
Well, I hope his food is better than what we get in this ship.
Oh, Scotty, stop teasing me. Now come on, hold on to my hand and let's get going. And mind you don't trip over your white sheet.
Aye, come on, Reverend. Bring your cross with you, just in case it's no a ghost but a vampire or something like yon.
I fail to see your humour in such matters, but I'll bring it anyway.
Right, Dick. It looks like you and I should make our way to the kitchens. After you.
Just a minute. It's falling out again.
Off they go in their different directions to find the ghost. Let's just see what is happening to each of them in turn. We'll start with Scotty and Maggie.
Are you no worried we actually see a ghost?
No, my pet. As long as I have your big strong arms to protect me, I know I'll be fine. Apart from which, it wouldn't be the first ghost I'd seen.
You've seen one before.
Oh, yes. My great-great-grandmother in Barra was forever coming back to haunt us, just like she said she would. She died of consecutalophobia.
What an utter zone.
It's a fatal fear of chopsticks. No one knew she had it until a Chinese takeaway opened up in the township. We got a meal from there the first weekend it was open, and as she picked up her chopsticks and was just about to tuck into her Ho Young Gai Po, she killed over, cursed the chopsticks, passed wind and died. Every year on the same date, she can be seen in the kitchen, emptying the cutlery drawer, looking for those chopsticks.
Oh, you're off your head, woman.
And what about Crawford and the Reverend? What have they spotted, if anything? I tell you that we were doomed as soon as we left the harbour. I felt it in my water.
But you say that every time we leave the harbour. By the law of averages, you must be right somewhere along the line. Anyway, there are no such things as ghosts.
But who's to say there's no? What if I was actually a ghost, but you thought I was human? You see, you can't be sure, can you? Anyways, even if we met a ghost, I wouldn't be all that scared, because I'm on the same wavelength. I have the sixth sense.
Boo!
Here, you old bugger. That's no funny. I've just wet myself.
Maybe it's not sixth sense. Maybe no sense would be more like it.
And Dick, what have they found, if anything?
Dick, please take that torch out of there. Apart from anything else, it'll rust the batteries. Now shine it up here. No, not up my nostrils. Give it here.
Sorry, Captain. I'm just so scared. You won't let the ghost get me, will you?
No one is going to lay a hand on you. Dick, did you hear that? Come on, let's get into the kitchen. It came from there. What the?
Captain, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Well, has he? Has the captain actually caught a ghost, or what has happened? I'm getting quite moist with excitement here, but we will have to wait until next week. So, has the ghost world taken over the Glenmidden? Has Crawford dried himself off? Has the Mars bar got smaller? Some of these questions will be answered next week, same time, same channel, on the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.